Let's start with the working definition of a polarity. And by the way, the symbol of the yin-yang from the East is the archetype of all polarities, the interdependent opposites. So a polarity is a pair of interdependent positive or neutral opposites, and both poles of the polarity are needed to achieve balance. And so this image, keep that in mind whenever you're dealing with these kinds of things, okay? It's really critical that we talk about neutral or positive, because very often when we think in polarities as problems, one of them we negate, we invalidate, we turn negative. And we do that both in ourselves and in organizations. We'll get into that in a minute. Okay, so let's talk about the big major dynamics that all polarities share. To help you get a feel for, we're going to kind of walk around and explore them. The first one is this. The two poles support and feed each other. So in the case of breathing, breathing in and breathing out, they are necessary for each other. You cannot do one without having the other, and they each feed the other. And that is true for all polarities. Breathing is the most foundational metaphor for what a polarity is. Equally, the expression of one creates the need for the other. So in the case of exertion and rest, working out and recovering, both of these things are necessary. If you just worked out nonstop, you would eventually fall down. If you only rested, you would never build muscle. And in fact, where muscle gets built is during rest and recovery. And so both are needed. The next dynamic is in this polarity world, the more I value one of the poles, the more I will tolerate its downside. You see, every pole has both a positive and a negative expression. So let's say I value exercise and I really don't like sitting around and laying around. I hate it. It's lazy. I don't want to be a part of that. And that means that I'm going to exercise a lot, probably more than I should. And what that means is I'm going to be more prone to injury. I'm going to be more prone to fatigue and exhaustion. And that is a downside of exercising too much. But because I value it so much, I'm willing to tolerate that sort of impact on my body and on my life. I'm willing to put up with it. And the more I value that one, let's call it exercise, the other side is rest, the more I fear the downside of the other pole. The more I will be like, hey, I do not want to be lazy. I do not want to be out of shape. I do not want to get fat. I can't stand that. And so I fear it. And that's how a polarity gets entrenched in our being. The dynamic is when you choose one and value it over the other, you will tolerate its downside and you will fear the downside of the other. And we're going to see that in Living Color live in just a minute when we work through the actual polarity. Now, let me just show you, before we move to an individual expression of this, I'm going to work through an exercise in the next video to really help you get your head around what this stuff is. But I want to show you a polarity map that really shows you how these things work together so that you understand that all polarities are really seen very often through the lens of a problem. And when you see it that way, all you're doing is seeing one half of the polarity. So, for example, one polarity is centralized organization and decentralized organization. When you're centralized, you have authority established and monitored by management. When you're decentralized, you have autonomy and authority given to frontline players. Now, each of these poles has a positive and a negative expression. And so if you were to start on the centralized, you would say, you know, what it creates is integration and coordination. You have someone there making sure everything is happening in the right way at the right time. Now, when you overstress a centralized system, when you make too many things centralized, what starts happening is you get a rigid bottlenecking effect where decisions always have to go to the top and you have to wait around for those decisions to come back, and it gets really, really exhausting. Now, in a decentralized system, what you have is greater empowerment, adaptability. You're more responsive to the needs on the ground, and you finally feel that sense of empowerment on the front lines. And that's what corrects that rigid bottlenecking. Now, if you over-decentralize, what starts to happen is you end up in silos. Each little fiefdom has its own set of rules and approaches, and you get massive inefficiency in the system because all these people are trying to do different things in different ways, and there's so many ways. If you could just coordinate it and integrate it, it would work so much better, and that's how you end up back in the high side of centralized. And so what you end up with is this perfect little infinity loop. That's the other dominant symbol of a polarity is, look, it's all all working together, and your job and my job is to manage this stuff differently, better, by making sure that you maximize the positive and minimize the negative. So that leads us to what it means to manage a polarity. Here's what managing polarities means. First, it means affirming the wisdom of both sides. So whenever you start to sense, hey, I think we're dealing with a polarity, not a problem, because we keep arguing in circles and actually both are necessary, I can see the value of both. I can actually see the value of rest and exercise. I can see the value of being decentralized and centralized. I see the need for both. Second is maximizing the benefit of both. Once you can see the wisdom of both, you can actually seek to instill and activate the high side of each. And you can also become conscious, because you can see the downside of both, the risk of both, you can actually work to decrease the downside of both. And last, you can actually see that all values, when you're talking about values, all values and goals come in pairs. So this harkens all the way back to module one, where we talked about values, the importance of a rule of life, of creating what the behaviors are that we're all going to value together. Well, here's what's interesting. Every behavior you choose or every value you select, there is a polarity embedded in it. And when I showed you Aspen Heights values, these are actually polarities. Whether, you know, people don't need to know their polarities. I knew they were polarities when we were building them because I wanted to ensure balanced approach. And you'll do the same. Many do it intuitively without even trying. They will innately balance out their values with a polarity. So for example, creativity, which is all about imagination, curiosity, play, taking risks, being adventurous, is at odds with being accountable, being committed to that excellence, that sense of responsibility. And so what you have here is between performance and creativity, while they're not perfect opposites, they represent a polarity that we must keep in balance. Same is true with connection. This is all about relationships and collaboration and play and relating to one another. That's connection. Leadership, the way we defined it, was all about yourself, who you are as an individual and who you're becoming, no matter what others think or want. And so that's a perfect polarity there. This individual in the community existing in a polarity. And so that is something I want you to be aware of as you're thinking about polarity and their dynamics and the values you might have in your system. You might ask the question, are we overprivileging one side of a particular equation to the neglect of others? And what would it mean to have a conversation where we actually start to integrate these? In the next two videos, I'm going to start showing you very specific ways to map out polarities both in yourself and in a group.